This is Meredith Sisko for These Ozark Hills. Time out of mind, the people of these hills have endured the whimsical and often severe weather common to this region. Long before there were written records or even thermometers as we know them today, the vagaries of the seasons have been making life, well, interesting to all those who inhabit this place. Now that we have records, of course, we learn all sorts of interesting things, such as the information that Springfield, Missouri is famous for having the most unsettled weather of anywhere in the populated United States. It's not necessarily a distinction we might have sought, but hearing about it doesn't cause us to dispute it either. Some several years ago, I recall attending an outdoor art fair on the grounds of the Springfield Art Museum next to Phelps Grove Park on a balmy, sunny spring day. The weather could not have been more perfect. And then a breeze came up. And then a very artistic bundle of clouds rolled up from behind the trees. And within minutes, the wind became a rain and hail-filled gale that roared across the green, flinging debris and flattening nearly all the booths and exhibits. And then it rolled on, the sun came out, and all was well. But the art fair was over. Such is the nature of nature, at least in the Ozarks. Another well-remembered chain of weather events that comes to mind now is related to West Plains and its old-time music, Ozarks Heritage Festival, which happens every June. Now approaching its 23rd year of outstanding and sometimes legendary performances, it began as a small outdoor gathering at HOBA, the heart of the Ozarks Bluegrass Association's facility just south of town. The mixing of these very distinct and unique traditions, bluegrass and old time, of course, led to the occasional sparring with dyed-in-the-wool bluegrass addicts who thought that the intrusion of old time music, characterized by non-bluegrass forms and features like modal tuning, fewer banjos, and slower tempos, was just a little short of an abomination. One year, one of the HOBA members pulled his RV into the heart of the festival and played bluegrass tunes loudly on his stereo, presumably to drive out the demon old-timers. But mostly, everybody got along. That is, until the morning it began to rain and didn't stop. Festival organizers, acting just in the nick of time, obtained permission to move the performances into the shelter of the West Plains Civic Center. And so all was saved. Those who were last out were barely able to ford the creek that had recently been the road in. That was a great festival, though, and Doc Watson got to play indoors to a packed house. Once removed to downtown West Plains, there the festival stayed. Some years later, the festival was dealt another blow by winter, this time from a freak storm in the wee hours of the night that again came and went within minutes, but on its way through, ripped apart every tent and canopy, sheltering the vendors and performers alike. But volunteers, arriving at dawn, called first responders, they called their friends, and by the time the festival opened for business, things were back to a shaky normal. Now, 2 years ago, the weather event came down on me at the festival shortly after I announced the evening's opening act, the Rowe Family Band from Minnesota. They were great, but then a breeze, and then a cloud, and a sudden rain-filled blow that fetched a monumental slap at the stage built on a flat-top trailer, sending the musicians scrambling to protect their instruments and the sound crew flying in all directions, trying to cover electrical connections and protect their sensitive circuitry. The stage was covered on three sides, and the storm was coming at an oblique angle, and so all should have been well. But it was June, and the stage was known to get awfully hot up there, so some thoughtful person had cut ventilation holes near the top to help the hot air move on out. Neither he nor any of us had accounted for the possibility of rain falling hard, fast, and horizontal. As the wind increased and we began to feel the stage floor start to tremble, we could only hold fast and do what little was possible. For me, that was standing between the deluge and an elderly and valuable string bass. When the storm passed, the bass was wiped dry, the whole apparatus except for the stage was moved into the Civic Center, and the show went on. I, however, did not. Reminding myself that A, discretion is the better part of valor, and B, I'm old. I went home, I dried off, and curled up with my dog and a book. They had to go on without me. Likewise, when this most recent blow loomed over the Ozarks, I had already availed myself of a free ride to the beach, in this case, Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and was deprived of the opportunity to be brave, steadfast, and way too cold. I'm sorry I couldn't take you with me. I'll be on my way home by the time you hear this, and we'll have plenty of time to enjoy the rest of what this winter's weather brings. And even if there's another blizzard on the way, I'll be as pleased as punch as I always am to return to these hills, where the air is always sweet, the people are generous and kind, and nobody has an accent. This is Meredith Sisko headed back to these blessed Ozark Hills.
Mockingbird sings, time to pay attention to growing things. Deep in the woods, in a long, cool valley where the water runs clear as gin, I open my heart and drink my fill of the rich, deep current of life always running through these Ozark Hills.